Welcome. Well, you are at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we are delighted that you've welcomed us into your home in this beautiful fourth week of Lent. As here we are, I mean, Father Time just keeps moving us along this journey. We certainly would love to hear from you, so send us an email with your question or your comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. And today, we are excited to be welcoming back Annette and Derek George, and they are the devoted parents of John Paul George, who lived his life with half a heart for 23 years and was deeply devoted to his Catholic faith. Inspired by their son's legacy, Annette and Derek are also the founders of Giving Organic Juice, a mission-driven brand that gives back to families with sick children. So today we're going to continue our conversation about the extraordinary faith of their beautiful, beloved son, John Paul, his legacy of calling young souls back to the church. Do you have young souls out there that need to come home? You need to pray to John Paul and his path to sainthood. You can go to his website at aheartofalionfoundation.org or givingjuice.org. And we had Annette and Derek and John Paul on our show back in 2016. Time flies when we're having fun. So I highly encourage you to go rewatch that powerful interview if you already haven't seen it. And you could find that episode on the EWTN YouTube channel. Search At Home with Jim and Joy, John Paul George, to find it. And you will be richly blessed.
We just rewatched it after 8 years, and we wanted to see what that show was like. It was profound. The family love that was there between the parents and John Paul, their delight for one another, their walking through suffering and agony together for, at that point, it was 21 years of their lives, their love for the Lord, John Paul's dedication to the Lord in so many ways. Last show, they were speaking about how he studied the passion of Jesus, the suffering of Jesus, the cross of Jesus Christ. And that's a teaching for all of us. Jesus said, follow me. Short and simple, follow me. And John Paul George, that young man, did that. And many of us do believe that he is with the Lord and he's interceding for so many that call upon him. Miracles, it seems, are taking place. And so go to that website, heartofalionfoundation.org, learn more about John Paul and see if your encounter with him doesn't lead to this sense of faith, you know, He's interceding for us. He's part of the communion of all saints and all souls.
And you know, in our life journey, we're all called to take up our crosses and follow him. And you've heard me say this before. Sometimes we think we get to pick out our crosses. Like, oh, I want that kind of suffering. Oh, I want this kind of suffering. And this entire family, Annette and Derek and John Paul, their beloved son, they picked up their cross and they followed Jesus. And you want to hear their heroic, beautiful journey.
It's a beautiful Lenten show that we're having here. And the ultimate goal is not Lent, but Easter. And we believe John Paul is experiencing Easter and wants us to experience it with him as well. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, our guests today are Annette and Derek George, and they are the devoted parents of John Paul George and the founders of Giving Organic Juice. Go out to their websites, heartofalionfoundation.org and givingjuice.org. Well, yesterday the show went way fast, there was so much to say and so much to talk about. And so today we want to make sure that we cover everything. But yet on yesterday's show, you had shared about at the age of 23, your son was born with half a heart. And before he died, he had, at the age of 23, he had said to you that it was his time to go. So tell our family about that journey and what that revealed about his own personal holiness, his obedience, and his surrender to the life that he had lived.
Well, you know, I really believe that he had another way of functioning than me and Annette. I think that he knew on a personal basis with the Lord what was going to happen. Because when he said it was his time to go, I really believe now that nothing could have stopped it.
This was supposed to be the best time. I mean, right. He's lived with half a heart. Yes. You're getting a new heart. Yes. And before the surgery, he's saying, it's my time to go. Yes. Like, that's not what we want to hear. Yes. That's not...
Yeah. Yeah.
And now looking back, as I said, I know that it was John Paul's mission to bring the youth back to the church. Because he said to me, Dad, without the youth, we are nothing. And you know, I'm talking from my heart. And he loved the priests. He loved the nuns. He loved the brothers. He loved the deacons, all the lay people. He said to me, they have given their lives to God. And now I look back and he gave his life to God. Because, you know, as I said on the last segment yesterday, that a miracle happened after he passed, and through a doctor. And so many other miracles have happened that I look back and I say, you know what? We're all here for a purpose on earth, which he said. And I, being a Knight of Columbus, a full knight, dedicated my time once a week to give the Eucharist to people. I did it for the knights because I believe that was a way of being a Knight of Columbus. And I ask all the knights of Columbus, not only in America, but throughout the world, to please share our story of John Paul, because I know there are some wonderful people that can get his path to sainthood, and I know that it could happen with him. And for some reason, you know, God always leads me in the direction, especially with John Paul when he was alive, being so attached to Pope Francis. He really felt the love for this Pope. He felt the holiness. He felt the love of Christ in every one of us. And you know what? We'll get to other stuff in the future, but his mission on earth was to help people. He hated seeing people struggling or hurt.
Suffering. I think that's where his mission, you know, his mission here on earth may have ended, but now he has a heavenly mission of helping others. And I think that's what, you know, through his suffering, I hope that he's able to help other people bear their cross, you know, and that's why we're so devoted to trying to get him on the path to sainthood, you know, because John Paul lived a life. He lived a life of, you know, deep despair, but he offered it all up. And like, you know, it really touched us and with all he went through. But like I said, I think his mission now lives on through heaven and helping others.
And also, you know, St. Patrick's Catholic Church, they named the whole youth program, or a huge church, named the whole youth program after John Paul. It's the John Paul Youth Group. Mm-hmm. And they named a special room dedicated for this kid. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have the Maronite Church, which John Paul was part of. Mary Mother of Light. Bishop Gregory was part of it. My brother, Father Gary. And you know what? I'd love the Maronite Church to get behind John Paul. He loved St. Charbel. He loved, you know, all the Maronites across the country. I mean, it was so wonderful to have him part. I mean, just before he went in for his last surgery for the heart transplant, there were three people in church. It was me, Annette, and John Paul, and the priest. And John Paul couldn't go to the front, so the priest had mass at the back of the church. And after mass, he had confession for the last time before he went, because he knew it was his time. I didn't know.
Yeah, we didn't even know that. I mean, he got listed on a Friday for a heart transplant. Saturday night, we went to mass, and he had confession. And Sunday, we got word that there was a heart. So, you know, thank God he went and for his confession, and we always think of that, you know, that small little tiny parish and what it meant so much for John Paul. He loved to hear the consecration in Aramaic, the language of Jesus. You know, so that was, you know, John Paul just, he had a way about him. He loved life, and he also, I don't know if, you know, he started giving juice.
Tell our family about the giving organic juice.
Yeah, so this is pretty amazing because, you know, we always tried to make all of John Paul's dreams come true. Mm-hmm. He was limited in what he could do, so we wanted to help him have a great life and a happy life. And so he came to us and he wanted to start a juice company because he had been in the hospital tasting the juice and mm-hmm. all, and he had been in the hospital seeing the suffering of parents and all. And he was very attuned to that. And so he came to us and he said, I'd like to do something with the juice and maybe give back to families who have traveled the same path that I have or just in need. And Derek and I looked at each other because we were in the clothing business and I'm like, how are we going to do this? Mm-hmm. You know, and we did it. And it's actually his trade secret recipes that unleash the amazing flavors of apple, tropical, and mango. And, you know, he's been with us on this journey. He didn't get to see his dream come to fruition, but Derek and I have traveled that path for him. We're in public stores, which is a feat within itself.
Sure.
And we always say it's our silent partner from above, John Paul, that's helping us. And yeah, and so we're in a lot of stores in the Southeast, and we're in Whole Foods, and we're nationwide. Mm-hmm. So that's just our mission, is carrying on John Paul's legacy and giving back to those in need.
And the beautiful carton has a picture of John Paul on it.
No,
it's
that's
so
his
beautiful.
Handwriting.
Yeah.
It's a giving.
The giving is his handwriting. Yes, it is.
And so, you know, if they can't get it, they can always go ask the grocery managers mm-hmm. and we can get it in and, you know.
Or they can order it online.
Online, yeah, and mm-hmm. really make it and really enjoy it.
He came up with a formula for it? What's
yeah, it was. You would see him sitting there. He'd always take juices and mix them mm-hmm. and everything. And that was his love, you know, because he liked healthiness. Yeah. And this is so healthy and nutrient-rich mm-hmm. that, you know, that's what he wanted to do.
He didn't like it to be 30% juice or 25%. He wanted a full juice. He liked it.
He liked had it. Like, he knew what he wanted.
He knew what he wanted. A lot of other people really liked it, too.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, again, you know, we give back to a lot of sick kids and families. We do try and do what we can. The churches, wherever we can try and help, we try.
We're a small mission base.
Correct. And, mm-hmm. we'd love to be like, you know, we'd like to be on the trays in hospitals and, you know, like if we can get into mm-hmm. Chick-fil-A or something mm-hmm. like that, it would be wonderful. Yeah. It's a Christian organization.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
It'd be beautiful if we can get onto these trays and, you know, just
help others. That's the whole mission.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we'd love the youth to be, you know, Annette and I always talk about the youth. We love the youth to be part of us, mm-hmm. to be part of this juice, because you know what? Whatever they can do to help us, it's for them.
Mm-hmm. Givingjuice.org. Yes. Givingjuice.org. Mm-hmm. Now, I've got this card here.
Yeah.
So it's a prayer for John Paul George, servant of God on the path to sainthood. Mm-hmm. It has a prayer on the front. I can't change who I am, but I can change the world as I am.
That is John Paul's words.
He wrote that?
Yes. Yeah, that's actually on his tomb. Mm-hmm. These are his words where he's buried, yep.
I can't change who I am, half a heart, but mm-hmm. I can change the world as I am.
Yeah, he had a half a heart, but he gave his whole heart mm-hmm. to Jesus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He gave his whole heart to Jesus in his faith.
And you said he would challenge the young people. You know, you see my life, you know about my life, and mm-hmm. you see how God is using me, and he would challenge them.
Right, exactly.
Like, you don't, it kind of takes away any excuse for things.
Exactly, exactly. Right. That's it, because, you know, you see John Paul's challenges. I mean, just for one, he was small for his size, you know? Right. I mean, he would go into a restaurant, and they would think he was a kid and offer mm-hmm. him a kid's meal. So those are different kind of challenges, but you know, I see the youth today, there's so many with social media and things like that, the challenges that they face. And I think that they just need to know that somebody loves them, somebody's there for them. And John Paul offers that love and hope through his prayer.
Mm-hmm. And to know the purpose and meaning of our lives, no matter how long our lives are.
Exactly.
Right? And so, now you told us yesterday some that he had journaled. Mm-hmm. So all along his sufferings and his trials and his tribulations, everything that he's been through, what was the takeaway on his journals that you found?
You know, I think that for me, they're very deep, mm-hmm. religiously deep, kind of over my head sometimes, but he was like that. He was so deep in his faith. But then it could be something as simple as, you know, talking about, I never forget when we came home from the hospital after he passed, and I found his journal, and it was open to a page where it was talk about, you know, sometimes you have a family, but sometimes family is not by blood, it's by love, and it's those that come to help in a time of need. And I thought how profound that was for the journal to be open to that page and us coming in after just losing him, and, you know, that's the first thing I see in the house. And I think that, you know, the whole goal is for people to pray for his intercession, to get the word out, to, you know, to tell your parishes, tell your communities, spread the word, you know, about John Paul.
Mm-hmm. Will they find information encouraging them to do that, like this card?
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. People just want to say, well, what do you want me to do, or what can I do?
Yeah,
and I could do something intimate with him, but are there physical things that I could do in sharing with others?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they can get the card. I mean, we'll happily, you know, send out cards as his prayer cards. And I think the main thing is just, you know, getting a vibe going. You know, we were speaking to Bishop Gregory the other day. He's of the Maronite Rite, and he was telling us, you know, get the word out. Mm-hmm. Let people hear, because once they hear of John Paul and his love and his love for Passion of the Christ, then they're going to want to join behind him. And I think that's, you know, that's the whole goal.
Right.
And Bishop Barbarita as well.
Yeah, you know, we sat next to him the other night. Actually, there was a gala that was organized and honored in honor of John Paul and for Derek and I, and we happened to be sitting next to Bishop Barbarita of Palm Beach County and shared more about John Paul with him, and that was a true blessing. And, you know, I think their goal for us right now is to get the message out, help evangelize, you know, about John Paul.
And just tell his story.
And tell his story, you know, and he's doing the miracles. I mean, we've had people at church that I remember, and they will watch John Paul, and they would say, listen, I need your kid. Can he pray for us? And I said, sure. Mm-hmm. And after his passing, this one lady came and said to us, you know what? I want to tell you guys something. And I said, sure. So she said, I didn't mention this before, but, you know, I have a kid that's been drug abused, and he's in serious trouble. He's incarcerated. And she said he's done multiple offenses, and the judge is not going to let him go. He's going to be tied down for a long time. She says, I'm crying. She says, there's nothing that can happen with this kid. And she says, I pray to your kid, and I asked your kid, please. And she said to me, you know what? The judge, when we heard the case, something came over him. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know what? I'm going to give your child a chance. Mm-hmm. And he let the kid go.
He let him go to rehab.
Instead of being incarcerated.
Because he was a repeat offender. And that just really touched us.
That touched us. And there's so many other miracles that have happened, which have been documented, that I'm seeing now.
And I think that miracle goes back to the youth and all that they're, you know, they're surrounded with this day and time, you know, to try to help them stay on the right path.
I think so. That's beautiful.
Well, that's the big question everybody's asking within the church, especially as we get older. What do we have to do? What does God have to do to bring young people back into the church? You see Carlo Acutis being really used.
Yes.
And perhaps it'll be John Paul
from America.
That is our...
Wouldn't that be great?
You know, I think that now our goal on earth is to make that happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can't make it happen, but we can help facilitate it by getting the word out and letting people pray for John Paul's intercession. Mm-hmm. You know, and let the miracles come, and let's get John Paul.
What a great message being with you all, just, you know, giving us a chance to do this. You know,
you guys have always been great
part of this.
Well,
you know?
And the beautiful thing is that the journey continues, right?
Exactly.
I mean, he's not here physically on earth like he was in the 2016, but he's here, and you're united with him
absolutely,
in heaven.
Absolutely.
And we've also done a screenplay, which is
going to
so
tell
special.
The story about John Paul. And
we're shopping.
For that, you know.
Well, it's great to have you back after 8 years. We love watching the show 8 years ago. We recommend to everyone that they go see the interview with John Paul and with you both.
Yes.
Such love in that time. Just go to YouTube, EWTN YouTube, or just put in YouTube at Home at Jim and Joy, John Paul George, and it will pop up, and you'll just fall in love with him. And it's really about a family as well. And just your love for one another came through so well. And I just love, you know, when you would affirm John Paul, the both of you, but you would say, the love of my life.
Love of my life.
Say it again.
John Paul is the love of my life.
But you put, he's the love of my life. You know? with that answer.
But I must say this to you, my father, if it wasn't for him, you know, he was in the hospital, he said, name the boy after the Pope, John Paul. My father did say that to me when he was born. God bless my father, may his soul rest in peace. What a good man. And you know what? I have so much thankfulness for him giving me it, because I would never have named him John Paul.
Right.
So beautiful. Thank you, Dad.
The story goes on, and you've got our full support. We thank God for your lives and for John Paul and having encountered him.
We love John Paul.
Yes, the love of your lives.
Absolutely.
And he would smile when he heard that.
Beautiful smile. Beautiful smile. That's
me.
Glimmer in his eyes.
Exactly.
So we're going to take a break at this point, and Father John Paul will be with us to reflect on this time with the Georges. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Well, Father John Paul is here with us today. Father, we're excited to have you back on our curvy couch. Tell us, tell our family what you thought about Annette and Derek and their sharing of their beautiful son.
Well, it's so great to hear parents talk about their child. I think, first of all, I think there's nothing more heart-wrenching than for parents to bury a child, and especially at a young age. It's just not natural. Usually, children bury their parents. But for parents to bury a child and to usher a child into eternal life, you know, that leaves a wound, that leaves an ache. But to hear them now to talk about their child, he's alive. You know, we know as Christians that are, you know, for those that have gone before us, marked with the sign of faith that they're in a better place. And I couldn't help but think that, and Derek talking about his child, that speaking of him being the love of his life, and back and forth, like the image of a father and a son, the relationship between a father and a son is so incredibly special, this side of heaven.
Yeah.
And what must that look like on the other side?
That's right.
You know, on the other side of the veil, with the eternal father looking upon the face of his beloved son. And that's what a saint is, really. That's why we proclaim saints. That's why we canonize saints. The saints are like light posts that help us on the road to eternal life, that help us to follow Christ. You spoke about following Christ, follow me.
Yeah.
The saints are the ones who keep us on the road to Christ, to follow him and to obey him in his commandments. And we need, especially young people need examples. And why not ask the intercession of this young boy, you know, to help John Paul, you know, to help young people back to the practice of the faith.
Beautiful. Close us with a prayer, Father, and a blessing, please.
Family, we ask the intercession of John Paul. Many of you call us and write into us and ask for prayers for your loved ones, for your family, for your children, grandchildren who have fallen away. And we ask John Paul to intercede and bring them back to the Father's house, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you so much. John Paul George, half a heart, really had a whole heart in the Lord. And he says, I can't change who I am, but I can change the world as I am. I hear in that no excuses. Just be who you are. Change the world as you are. Don't keep reflecting on everything that's wrong and not full of hole in you. Change the world as you are. You're an important part of this family. You're never alone. And you're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.